Okay, so we're doing the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, two lines down from where the first wide lines set in. So, what is the chiddush of the bo'ovik achovim and achalas ashniya? I mean, as long as when he did the maisa, there were two. So I'm saying that the memra, the brisa, is forewarning you from a possible theoretical structure. That's not true. And namely, that since the Yovel Gochavim is a bardas, and he's kaveya himself to take mitchilasa, to take the second piece, so you might say that that gives the situation a kaveyas of one piece. Kamash Malan, it doesn't matter. That as long as at the time of what? Of his lekicha, of the piece, that it was two, so that's shtechatichas. Okay? Now you'll have to help me out on v'chein kela v'chein arev.
It's like a little backwards, right?
It's backwards, yeah. Lo zavzal.
It's
a
zman lekicha, not a v'chila.
Because they don't have das, I mean?
Yeah, they don't have das.
But they're more likely to eat it. There's a greater, another bardas, maybe he won't eat it. So you know, but Caleb is definitely going to eat it. It's like definitely, you know for a fact it's going to eat it.
In other words, Caleb and Orev is the laws of nature. So maybe you'll say that it's that by a guy, it's true as das could be kaveya. But maybe the laws of nature are even a greater kaveya. So it was never omed mitchilasa to be shtei chatichos, because the laws of nature were lying in wait to take away one chaticha. So you can go up and back either way, which one is more of a chiddush. But basically, it's two different phenomena. You can argue that the guy is more of a chiddush or that the orev is more of a chiddush, but they're two different phenomena. So therefore, the braisa tells you both. That in both cases, the important thing is that at the time of the netila, sachayfetz, there were two there, and that's the key. Okay.
Are you saying Rashi said b'shas achila? So are you saying?
Okay, so you have the case, Achalas HaRishonim B'Shog Rashiyah B'Mezid, Chayev, HaRishonim B'Mezid V'Ashiyah B'Shogeg, Potter, the Rebbe Machayev, because he doesn't need Shtei Chatichas. Now, Achal Shtem Mezid Potter Maklum. Shteyen b'shogeg, it's speaking about two different people that ate b'shogeg. So the Gemara says, shnehen chayovin. They're both chayov in Ashim Tovim. Hasheni lo min adin. The second one really isn't min adin. Elashema to omer potter. If you're going to say the second guy's potter, kavatos arishim b'chatos. It looks like you're a kaveya, that the second guy's pata kosi ate shuman, the first guy's going to be chayv kosi ate chaylev. So then he should have brought a chatas. Why did he bring an ashim tali? People will make that mistake. So the Gemara says, umana, e Rebbe, if it's going to be Rebbe, it doesn't require what? Shtei chatichos min hadin, o min hadinu. So why do you say it's not min hadin according to Rebbe? According to Rebbe, that's perfect that he brings Ashim Tolos. E Rabbanon, that they require Shtei Chatichos, so the first guy's going to be Chayev and the second guy's going to be Potter. So the Gemara asks, Mishum delo nikva rishon b'chatas, because we don't want to say people will think the first one was a chatas. Neimale l'sheni aisichun lazara. So how can we say to the second guy that we should bring chun lazara, just in order to forewarn a mistake? Okay, because he holds you don't need shtei chatichos. So therefore, he holds that what that you need shtei chatichos. And the first guy really is chayv and the second guy really is potter. But you're making the second guy bring it, so you shouldn't say the first guy's a chatas. So he says, because apparently he holds people won't know shtei chatichos. So they'll think that you ascertain that the second guy was Shuman. And therefore the first guy was Chaylev. So he should have brought a chatas. People won't understand. Why didn't he bring a chatas? Why did he bring an Ashram Tolu? Okay. Because they're not going to know that it's like Rebbe. So he'll be my Sichon Lazar. So Amar Ravashi, Rebbe Eliezer. The Omar Misnadev Adam Ashram Tolu B'chol Yom. Hilkach Amrinale. I see Ashram Tolu, the Asni, Iachal Rishon Shumon, Hu Achal Chalef, Lihavi Kapar, the Lo, Lihavi Nedavo. Okay, so he holds like this, that the what he means here, Asni, doesn't mean a real tonight. He means that the first guy has to bring an Ashram Tolu because we're Shtei Chatichas. Now, Rabbi Eliezer maintains that you could bring in a dova, even though you're not chayev. So the second guy says that if the first guy ate chaylev, so then it's true, I don't need an Ashram Tolu. But if the first guy ate shuman, so then I might have eaten chaylev. If I might have eaten chaylev, so I'll be nanash. So in order to be making, I'm bringing in a dova, but I'm not chayev. That's the Gemara. Okay, it's a little hard, but bumpy, but that's it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, next Gemara.
Tana Rabbanan, Afo sabachayev in odolo, sabachayev in odolo. So when you eat a sabachayev, then you found out shesafik, that it was a safik. And then you had the same mistake with, I guess, another Sabichelov. So Rabbi Omer Ani, Kishin should maybe chatas or call achas ve'achas. Just like you would bring the chatas on each piece if you found out in between. Kach maybe Hashem Tolle or call achas ve'achas.
In other words, they commensurate. That's whose position?
Rabbi. Right, Rashi.
That, you go Rashi.
Kishim Shim Yivad Alo Yodalo Bachrona Shekulon Vadai Chelev Hayu Vadai Lehavi maybe Chatos Agolachos Vachos the idea of Sabik Shemintayim Mechalakos Vachatos the Lo Havi Halamachas. So if you find out at the end that they were all by the Chelev, you would bring a separate Chatos for each one, because your idea of Sabik in between would make it that it's not one forgetting, it's two separate forgettings, therefore you have chatas on each one, so two, you'd be chayav and Ashram Tolle on each one.
Right.
Since there'd be two chatas, there's like two Ashram Tolle's, like a preparation for whatever. It's an anticipation of
a
chatas. So since there's two
chatas,
it's two Ashram
Tolle's. Right, in other words, the commensurate. The idea for a chatas to be machalik is idea zvada. The idea for an Ashram Tolle to be machalik is idea sefik. So just like Yedias Vada is Mechalik by Chatos, Yedias Sofek is Mechalik by Ashram Tolu. Right?
Isn't that the second way of understanding it?
Well, you think that's the
Yedias
at the end.
Yeah,
you have
Yedias
being
time
too.
What? Say it again. Rebbe, Amar Manik Hashem, Shemevi Chatos or Kalachas Vachas, Kach Mevi Ashram Tolu or Kalachas Vachas. In other words, that if we had Yedias Sofek being time, he brings to Ashram Tolu.
Right, but because if you were to find out at the end, in this particular case, you'd have two chatos.
Let's not go any further.
That's
hold on. That's not so simple. Okay.
Don't.
Go ahead.
Rabbi, why would you consider you're having me to say it's Helen Achas? Because it was
forget the
separate.
No, what do you mean? What's bothering you?
Rashi says the end, Lo Havi Helen Achas.
Yeah, because he had the vain time.
Okay.
In other
words, just give me
Okay, so they say, they all gang up on him and they say that Ein Mevi El Ashem Tolo Yachas. Why? Because by Ashem Toli it says Al Shigas Asha Shogar. Afilu Al Shigagos Harbe, Heina Chayev El Achas. Even if it was many Shigagos, he's only Chayev one. So what kind of Allah is that? What kind of Allah is that? Of course.
In this case, it's Sefer Bein Tanya?
Yes. So what's the answer? What do they hold?
Well, it's on the frame of mind when we structured the to be Megan. So it's one state of mind, Das, God. We're just not, it's not Telfes the Maisei Sorum, it's Telfes the state of mind of the person. Be
naked,
so it's one
good approach. That's a good approach. I'd just like to round it off a little more halachic. In other words, let me show you. A mark is saying like this, that the Ashem Tolui is brought because of the state of mind. So even if you have many of them, one korban is enough. One carbon is enough to be megan. In other words, when it comes to a chiyuv chatos, there's a genuine chiyuv. So if you have shtei chatos, of course you have shtei halamos, so you chayev shtayim. But by what? By Ashem Toli. Ashem Toli is a different situation. It's not really a machapa. It's simply a separate halacha. That the Torah knows that a person can't exist with the knowledge of possible yisurin, so therefore it gives him an Ashem Toli. So you don't need an Ashem Toli al kolachas v'achas. One Ashem Toli is enough. One Ashem Toli is enough. You don't need. It's not. In other words, like this. Let me see if I can put it better. That by chatas, the carbon is a machaper. So if you have two carbonas and two machayvim, you need two kaparas. But by Ashem Toloi, it's not really machaper. V'horai, if you find out, you have to bring a chatas. So it's just halach of Megan. So there's no halacha that you have to be megan al kol achas va'achas. The halacha is that Ashem Toli is megan on the gavra. The Ashem Toli is megan on the gavra. So it's not measured in how many times he did the chiyuv Ashem Toli. It's measured the kiyum Ashem Toli. The kiyum Ashem Toli in the gavra is the essence of the chalos Ashem Toli, that it calms him down. So the kiyum Ashem Toli in the gavra is really why he has avos hakorban. So I don't care if he has three of them, but the kiyum in the gavra is still going to be a kiyum of megan. So once you have a kiyum of megan, you don't need three Megans. There's just one Kiyum Megan in the Gavra. So it's not a regular carbon where the carbonos are the karbanos are measured by the chiyuvim. The chiyuv is true, you have three chiyuvim, but what is the kiyum of the chiyuv? Megin. So all you need is megin, and it'll include all three.
So why does it give it to the averus?
What?
Why is it the same avera twice? According to you, it should be any avera that it does.
Yeah.
Then I do a different avera, and I do a different avera.
No. Over here, I think what you said was, because it was he doing the Nashon Talit, because the gavra was a desire. So it's, that's the gavra's the state of not being desire. So that's it. That's what it's making. The state of being not, he wasn't desire. He ate these things without
shame. Well, why repeat the same answer twice?
It's right. But it's a state in the gavra that's
so should,
making.
Should be, the Kiddush would be better if you showed me.
It's a lack of zeiros. It's
two different
in other words, the kiyum Hashem Tali is a kiyum in the gavra. You can't have three megans in one gavra. There's megan, there's not megan. So the kiyum megan, you only need one kiyum megan. That's all. So it doesn't go by the machayev, it goes by the kiyum. Whereas by chatas, you can't say such a thing, because it's three separate averas. So it's three separate machayev, meaning three separate kaparas. If it's a kapara, so you need one kapara for one avera. But if it's a megan, so all you need is a kiyum of megan. So therefore, even if I have three, once I have the kiyum megan when I bring the ashram tolu, the gavra is in a state of megan. So there's nothing more to bring.
But this would only be in the same isser. In other words, you had a duplication of the same isser. If you had two different areas of isser, whatever.
What do you mean?
Two different areas of isser. Yeah. And he'd require two different noshim toas.
Yeah, right.
Why?
Well, that's
pasha. There's no stuff in the help methods.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go further. He seems to say, "Asher shuga gafilu al shugogos harbe."
The Ram paskins this way. Why don't I just?
Yeah, that's a Ram paskin. Ain't a chayev alachas. He paskin like that.
Yeah, kind of like the Ram for this.
Well, let's take a look at Ram.
That's why
he's
on the wrong
whatchamacall.
That's what he says. That's nice.
He also what?
Yes.
He also a Rebbe?
Kol davar shechayav machavad avad da'av chatas achas kevua chayav en al lohoda shelo ashem tali echad. V'chol davar shechayav machavad da'av chatas harbe chayav en al lohoda shelo ashem mosluyin harbe kmiyin hachatos. Keitza, kishim sh'im achal chayla v'dam v'nosir pigo v'al mechad chayav arba chatos kachin nistapik lo im achlan o lo achal ela chatifas shall have there shall you mahim, maybe Arba Shan Sluyim. The Khin is Tabiklo, Ima Isha Shivala, Ishto Konis, Erba Shais Ima Shekhaivala Shmona Khatos, Harizem maybe Shmona Shah Mas Tuyos, Ocha Khatiha Mishte Khatikos Mustapiklo, Im Shakhilva Khaosha Shimunaha, the Akar Shino Law Sapik Ach Khatiha Mishte Khatikos Akhiros, Shin Stabiklo, Im Shakhilva Khaosha Shimun. There is a
maybe
shnei
hashamos
to you.
Okay, so it's not going to help you. Okay. He paskins like Rebbe. The Ram.
No, but you're extending it to the other kisa.
Yeah, but I'm going on the other side. And it seems you bring al shugogos, the stam loshin of the other chachomim is shenemar al shugogoso asher shogag afilu al shugogos harbe. It would seem, even if it, not that the shugogos have to be the same min, but every one is chayv in ashram toli, and one ashram toli suffices for all the cases, like achoso or ishto or whatever. Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay, let's go for it. Now we get into the real stuff. Okay. Omar Rabbi Zera, go ahead.
Omar Rabbi Zera, Kan Shana Rabbi, Diosafik Machalkos Machatas. So here Rabbi taught that a Diosafik is enough to Machalik the two eatings into two separate chatos.
What does that mean?
It means that even though you only had a Safik at the given time, that's sufficient to make it not one element of Chayiv two chatos if you find out.
That's a different ballgame.
What?
That's a different ballgame. In other words, Rebbe only said that if you have yediyas vaday, it's shtei chatos. And yediyas safek, it's shtei hashamos. But now he's saying that if you have a chatos and you have a yediyas safek, that then you're going to be chayev. When you find out it's a chatos, you're going to be chayev in shtei chatos. Because the yediyas safek is mechalek. This is ready. Now we're moving into deep theoretical grounds here. Okay, hold on.
But that's how they Rashi interpreted it originally.
Where?
That's what it is.
Shekulam bavada chela vayum.
You gotta take out that vada.
What?
You gotta take out that vada.
The Bach doesn't take out that vada.
Yeah,
it's the second vada.
Roy Leos. Yeah, the vada we have you made, yeah.
Oh, the second
part.
Right, still, I think.
We have a mevi chatas akolachas vachas. The idias suffic. Shebeintayim machalkos lachatos. Lohavi elamachas. What do you mean he says suffic?
Right. And since in this case, if you were to find out at the end that you ate Radachev twice,
you
resurrect
his kind Shana Rebbe, you just get it precious.
Because that's the resurrection explanation.
Oh, you mean he's explaining it like before?
He's explaining it before.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay. So now, let's take it. So, Omar Abzera, Kan Shana Rebbe. This is what he's learning, Rebbe. Yediyas safek machalkos lachatos.
Right, because in this particular case, you have two chatos.
So he's learning ochal safek chelev v'nodalo. So v'nodalo, that he knows that it's a safek chelev. Safek chelev v'nodalo, Rebbe Yomar k'shem shemevi chatos akolachas v'achas. That when he finds out, it brings a chatas on everyone. Kach mevi yashem tolek lachazor. Okay, right. You're right. So that's so Rebbe's learning that the yedios shel safek are machalkos.
Right.
Okay.
And the way to figure out how many yashem tolos you bring is based upon, in this case, how many chatas would I bring.
Yeah, same thing. But the only thing, right. But
he's
saying that.
But
he's saying Yediyas Safek is Mechalek for Chatos, and Yediyas Safek is Mechalek for Hashemos. But he's saying, not different. He's saying, but Yediyas Safek is Mechalek for Chatos, and if I find out in the end that it was all Vaday Chelev, so then the idea will make me bring two kabbonos for chatas.
Right.
Okay, right. I'm glad I got your agreement.
So
okay.
It's a big conceptual difference. It's not. It's well,
never mind conceptual. Let's get the facts first. Okay. Let's get the facts first. Okay, I'm Rav Zera. That's Rav Zera.
Rav is going to argue. Okay, good. Rav Zera. Rav Amar, Ein Yediyas Safek Machalakos Lechatos. It's not true, really, in terms of chatas. You only have one chatas in that case. Allah hachi katani. This is how you have to understand Rebbe. Kishem shimaisi lo yediya vadai, maybe chatas kalachas v'achas. If you had yediyas vadai in between, that would be, that and only that would be machalik into two chatos. Kach imhaisi lo yediya safik, maybe ashim tolev kalachas v'achas.
That's the way, I think that's what I wanted to learn in the beginning, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So I just mixed up the thing, but it's the same thing. It comes out to say, so you have machalikas here. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is whether yediyah safek is mechalek for chatas.
That's one machlokas.
We don't have any machlokas in
the
one.
No, see, they're arguing about what's the koveya for the ashen talak.
Forget about the lumbas. Let's get the facts.
This is machlokas in Rebbe.
It's machlokas in Rebbe.
Yeah.
What did Rebbe say? Did Rebbe say that if I ate a suffix chalif, and then I knew that I ate a suffix chalif, and then I ate another suffix chalif, and then I found out that it's all vaday chalif,
right?
So do I bring two chatos? According to one pshat, I bring two chatos.
Right.
According to another pshat, I don't. I only bring one. Why?
Because it wasn't
yediyas. Because it wasn't yediyah vados. Chatas requires yediyah vados. That's good for Ashim Tolu. That if I have yediyah suffix. So I'll bring many Ashim Tolus. But yediyah Ashim Tolu is not going to work for yediyah chatas. Right?
Simple.
Okay, so what's the machlokes? That's not simple. Let's try to go slowly. In other words, if I hold it's not machalik, so my logic is straightforward. Now I know in the end that it really was chalif. So I had halomas chalif, yediyas chalif. Halomas chalif, yediyas chalif. So definitely, there's no question that my idea was is mechalik. Because the moment I had my idea as chaylev, I'm chayv in a karb mechatas, and it's a unit. Okay. But if I had yediyah sofek was only tentative. And now I know it wasn't. Now I know that it's a chatas, that it was really chalif. So the yediyah safek was very good when I had to bring a tentative carbon of Ashim Tolu. But now I know it wasn't Ashim Tolu. Now I know it was really chatas. So what does the yediyah of Ashim Tolu has been totally canceled out? I mean, it doesn't. It's non-existent, because now I know it's vaday chatas. So how could that idea play a role? I mean, it's simply unrelated here. Non-existent. It's uprooted l'mafreya. Doesn't exist. So that's good. What?
It should be
Hel
Machad and one Chatas. It should be Hel Machad and one Chatas.
You should consider Hel Machad and you should have
one Chatas.
Right. Okay, so what is the other
Mandamal? Maybe the other Mandamal holds is that you did the Ma'is of Achilles Chaylev. And you get a Safik Yediya, right, which was Koveya the Chova as an Ashim Talay. So the nature of the Chova's Ashim Talay is your Chayav Ashim Talay an Shi Vadalo, Shi did it Bivadai. So the Yediya's Vadai is like, so to speak, converts the Chova's Ashim Talay into the Chova's Chatas. It's not like a separate, independent Yediya that relates back to the Maisa. But the Chova's Ashim Talay becomes converted to Yediya Vadai back into a Chova Chatas. Since there was Yediyah Safik, which was Koveh the Chova for Nashim Talay in between, so that's Mechalikah. We have one Chova for Nashim Talay, then you have another Chova, and then we get the Diyah Vadai, it converts each Chova into Chiyuv Chatas. So because there was a middle ground of the Chova to be fixed as Nashim Talay in between, so it just meant when you have Yediyah Vadai, it results that that Chova's Nashim Talay becomes Mikvah as a Chova's Chatas. So it works too.
Because at times there's a question, Anytime there's a question, that's what's a chala. What you're saying. Anytime there's a kasha, that's
what. The nature of a chovas ashram tali is until you know for certain that you're being chakas. So since in the middle, for this mice of a chila,